Those who flow as life flows know they need no other force. Lao Tzu. It's time. Winterizing at my place isn't what one might expect. I move the couch to the middle of the room, creating a cozy place to sit away from the cold windows. I hang heavy velvet curtains over the lace shears to retain warmth. I cover the hardwood floors with richly colored Persian rugs. Blankets are within reach and abundant. Palo Santo and Nag Champa scent the air. Thieves and orange essential oils diffuse for health and mood enhancement. Candles create warmth. Tea and coffee are ready to brew. Turmeric chai warms the body, is medicinal, and smells amazing. The crock pot gets a workout during the winter months, too. Do you get the idea? I create a cozy retreat for the winter. I even have pink shag carpet in my basement laundry room with clear twinkle lights, but I can't pretend that isn't year-round. If we've ever talked about seasonal affective disorder, SAD, you've heard this story. I apologize. If I can help just one more person, it's worth retelling. When I was in acupuncture school, I approached my brilliant Asian-trained herbs teacher. I told her my lifelong relationship with depression worsened during the winter. I have SAD, I confided. She smiled and said, "You Americans are crazy. You think you can continue at the same mad pace year-round." I listened as she went on to explain that summer is yang energy time. We can work tirelessly into the night. The sun sets late. We have plentiful energy. It's hot. We move more easily when it's hot. And if you want to geek out with me, think about how boiling water moves. In contrast, winter is yin energy time. We instinctively conserve energy. The days are short. It's cold. We move more slowly when it's cold. Geeks, cold water at its extreme becomes ice. Ice doesn't move. This is a perfect example of yin-yang theory, Taoism. All things can be explained by the relationship between yin and yang energy seeking balance. I really enjoy thinking about life from this perspective. I appreciate the subtleties and nuances, but the essence of the idea is simple. Look to nature for guidance. Rise and retire with the sun. That doesn't mean you have to go to sleep when the sun goes down. It's more of an attitude. Consider reading a book instead of painting the bathroom after work. Many animals hibernate. Like animals, we need more rest this time of year. So, what if we aren't depressed? What if our intuition is excellent and we simply know we should rest? Trusting our instinct instead of thinking something's wrong is empowering. Trusting our instinct can be life-changing.